be gone.
All the single ladies.
Hey everybody, Thursday night, and if you like us, you should have put a ring on us. And by us, I mean me, Jake, and him. Hot stuff.
And him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Us.
Us.
Me and us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're here, still, in San Francisco, still doing the show with no riff.
Still on the couch.
Still on the couch, yeah. Well, I'm on a couch. You're on a recliner.
It's not a recliner.
There's one thing I've learned from listening to podcasts, it's that people care where you're sitting.
They do.
Yeah. Yeah, so I shouldn't have lied. I listeners, I have a confession to make. The chair that Hot Stuff is sitting on is not actually a recliner.
It's more of a...
It's made of leather.
Yeah, like a one-person couch.
but really, when you're a lonely nerd, every couch is a one-person couch.
Yeah, one is the loneliest couch.
Yeah. It's a song that I used to sing in high school.
One is the loneliest couch?
No. When you're a lonely nerd, every couch is a one-person couch.
I see.
It's based on a poem I wrote in the future. Well, at the time.
Wow.
It was in the future, yeah. I know. Yeah.
You've been playing any games, Jake?
I have been playing some games. You know what I've been playing a shitload of since we got to San Francisco, and now what you've been playing a shitload of instead of doing any work...
Nah, that's not true.
...is a Creeper World. Which is not what I was hoping. Is that it would be a like
MMO?
Yeah, like an MMO about pederasty.
Yeah,
yeah, but it wasn't. you know, and before you guys get your panties in a bunch, I don't mean an MMO where you are a pederast. I mean an MMO where you like
where everyone else is a pederast,
yeah,
and you're trying to avoid them.
Murder pederasts.
Oh.
Well, you can play as a child where the goal is to ignore pederasts, or you can play as a guy with a hockey stick.
A vigilante.
Stick. Yeah, like a vigilante. To me, vigilantes have hockey sticks. What's that guy?
Jason?
No, the character in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles universe that was like... His name was like Casey Jones or something. Something like that. But he wore a hockey mask and a hockey stick, and he would exert vigilante justice on people. Because that's the right verb for that.
I think exert is the right verb for anything.
So that isn't what Creeper World is about.
Yeah,
Creeper World is like a... It's kind of like a tower defense game.
It is like a tower defense game.
Well, okay. Yeah.
It's just instead of, like, unique creeps...
Instead of discrete, like, enemies, you're fighting against, like, water, basically.
Yeah, more like goo.
Yeah. So, you know, it'll fill in cracks and...
Yeah, that's descriptive.
Mm-hmm. It
flows like a fountain of goo out of the ground, and so it will.
There's specific emitters,
ground.
Yeah, and then there's like what the play field is kind of like a topographic,
yeah,
map,
and then you've got like a base, and you have to build like a network of energy collectors, and sort of defense units and stuff. It's kind of cool.
Yeah,
it is a little hard to get used to. Compared to other tower defense style
games.
Yeah,
I played the demo a long time ago, and then I just sort of decided to buy the full game while I was here for whatever reason, because I'm like, it's been a while, I could play that again, and I've been playing it a lot, and you were like, sort of, not mystified by it, but you just didn't really care.
Yeah, I was nonplussed.
Now you understand. Now you understand why
sense
it's
of nonplussed.
Why it's good.
I pause it.
It's kind of the same thing over and over again. There's not a whole lot of, like, playing the story mode, you unlock new abilities, but like there's not a whole lot of difference from level to level in what the basic gameplay is like.
I think that's probably because we're not trying to maximize score.
Yeah, trying to go really I mean, the way to maximize score is to go as fast as possible, right?
Yeah, but I think there's probably a bunch of tricks to doing that we're not necessarily even exploring.
Yeah.
Because there are people that seem to have super high scores.
Maybe they're cheating hackers or hacking cheaters.
It's possible.
Sure. We went today. Are we allowed to talk about what we did today? they're not.
There was no NDA signed.
But they're like they're public, right? I mean, you could go to their website and mess with the stuff right now,
yeah,
couldn't
you?
Yeah. All right. So yeah, go ahead.
So a friend of mine works at a company called Grokket, which is a. It's hard to explain. It's like a. One of those like standardized test prep sites, but instead of having like a curriculum that you like pay hundreds of bucks for, you kind of go to the site and work with other people on like problems.
Just practice problems.
Practice problems.
So you're just,
yeah,
you're just sort of in a chat room presented with multiple choice answers. It's still very much in development, and they were they're working on some of the overall structures, and like I guess they've deployed versions of it for some like high school. Or there was like
the generic version online.
Pilot program at some you can do like GMAT prep online or SAT prep online, but you like earn experience and then it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, I mean, so we had just sort of a lot of philosophical discussion with some of the designers today, that talking about like whether they want to make it more like a game or whether they want it to be just sort of less gamey, and if they do want to make it more like a game, like what they can do.
I mean, like whether Raph Koster would want to describe it as a gamey test or a testy game.
Yeah.
Sometimes I play a testy game, which is like, how many times can I twist them before? Oh God. I can't even finish that sentence because it's none. None is the answer.
Yeah.
None is the number of times I'm willing to voluntarily twist my nuts.
And then
anyway.
Yeah. So that was kind of neat. It was interesting. They were asking, like, they're sort of asking our advice on stuff, which is weird.
That is weird.
Because we don't know stuff.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, it was cool.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, it was a friend that we made last year at Comic-Con who works for LucasArts. So we got to go tour the LucasArts offices and kind of dick around on the periphery of the Industrial Light and Magic offices down on the Presidio, up on the Presidio.
Well, and we also got to see George Lucas's and Steven Spielberg's offices.
Yeah.
And
not really, though. They're never really there. They are offices that say George Lucas and Steven Spielberg on the front of the door, which is kind of... And we went into like the conference room that they used. We weren't supposed to be in there. The girl who was taking us around was like, oh, I'm nervous.
Yeah, but it was super, super fancy in there.
You know, it was fancy in that lawyer's office kind of way that I don't really like.
I don't know. It was cool, though. They had like really expensive, cool artwork up on every wall.
Sure. Well, you're excited because there was a print by your favorite photographer.
Yeah.
A signed print by your favorite something that was apparently worth tens of thousands. No, I'm not saying that. Okay, so they like Tiffany lamps or whatever. I just don't fucking care about a Tiffany lamp, right? Like, so I would much rather have like, you know, like I would much
or
rather
any
have
any of the like movie prop stuff that they had. Just
they had a
every
tremendous
nook and
but that's what I'm
the
saying.
Place
the
was filled the with
most
posters
of the, like
and stuff.
The ship from Galaxy Quest is. The miniature of the ship from Galaxy Quest is hanging in one of the stairwells.
And
I was
so
like,
cool.
Wow, it's the fucking ship from Galaxy. Like, and it is the actual ship from Galaxy Quest.
Yeah.
Like,
they,
insofar,
it's what they used to shoot the
exteriors.
Insofar
as that ship exists, I am standing right next to it right now, which was, you know, which was pretty cool.
And
it
we saw the Count Olaf's house from...
Lemony
Snicket.
Yeah. I can think of was a heartbreaking work of staggering genius, but no, that's not... Yeah, the actual like, miniature that they used. So that was really fucking
cool.
Just
like a bunch of stuff like that.
It was soul-crushing that we were not allowed to take pictures. Because it was literally like every 1 second you would see something new that you wanted to take a picture of.
Yeah.
Lots of like replicas of original Star Wars props, and then some actual Star Wars props. Like, I don't know what that R2-D2 was...
I didn't see the R2-D2.
Really? There was just an R2-D2. It was in the same room with the... There was a Han Solo in Carbonite, but it was a replica. And there was a Jar Jar Binks in Carbonite, which was kind of funny. That I guess somebody had used as a Halloween costume for 1 year.
Yeah.
But it was really cool. It was neat. And we ate lunch in the commissary, and they have hamburgers.
Yeah.
That's how the other half lives. I make my dudes just subsist on, like, gruel and,
You don't have a commissary or a cafeteria.
No, we got that kitchen filled with gruel.
Oh. That is
that counts, man. Yeah. Yeah, just because you don't eat there. Because you don't believe in consuming calories.
Yeah.
Before or after. The Chinese pet shop owner warned you not to feed yourself before or after midnight.
Right.
So you just stopped eating completely.
We had to sign an NDA that said we wouldn't talk about anything we learned at LucasArts.
Oh, yeah. So we didn't learn anything. Well, do you think we're allowed to talk about how this Galaxy Quest ship was hanging on the wall?
No, I don't know.
Probably not, because I learned that.
Anti-gravity.
Yeah, shit.
Sorry.
No. I didn't mean about how it was hanging. I meant how it was hanging.
Right.
Like, hey, Galaxy Quest ship, how's it hanging? You could see the strings. It was disappointing. So no, I mean, we didn't actually learn anything about anything.
Yeah,
saw some, you know, like I sort of compulsively read every word on every whiteboard, but there was like nothing particularly interesting going on.
Yeah,
you know, like
it was also we went to a place where they weren't actually developing.
Yeah, so they're like LucasArts is like the project. Yeah, the project that this friend of ours is involved in is only being published by LucasArts, and so it's just like sort of editorial control and IP maintenance, but based on what the other developer's doing. So it was, you know, there was not a lot of actual. So I saw a guy playing Lord of the Rings online on a second computer in his cube. So.
That's funny.
It seems like they really do. He was eating lunch too, so right. It's, you know, it's entirely possible that that's a thing. You know, yeah.
I think they have to play a bunch of MMOs just to sort of keep current. You know.
Yeah, but that was fucking exciting.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
She was like, "Oh, they're just offices. They're not much to look at. You guys are probably going to think this is boring." And then it's like fucking like hallway after hallway of new awesome Star Wars shit. And we're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Every wall in this place is 100 times as interesting as the most interesting wall I've seen prior to this in my life. Like
matte paintings from pretty much every ILM movie. Like, you just, like, they'd have the background from something, and then they would show, like, the movie still where it showed that scene. You'd be like, holy crap. And
there were, like, ILM apparently, the teams that work on a given movie, they make, and they've apparently been doing this since the days before Photoshop, they make pictures of the entire team, like, in a scene that looks like they're in the movie, you know, like, they're like, oh, it's a Jurassic Park, so we're all riding a dinosaur, you know,
yeah.
It's just like, I don't know.
But the entire creative team that did E.T. was 8 people.
Yeah, eight people. And like, Spielberg was one of them, too. So it wasn't even, like, the ILM section of it was, like, at 7 at most.
Yeah.
All the special effects for E.T., 7 dudes.
And then Clone Wars was, like, 200 people.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Anyway, here we go. Spilling trade secrets. And yeah, that was... Yeah, no, we did.
Trade secrets.
We learned... I mean, we're probably technically in violation of that NDA.
Oh, because we saw those pictures?
Although, he didn't actually tell us to read the
that
NDA.
Is true.
I had to move something out of the way to even read it, which I shouldn't have.
That's
I was just
true.
Curious as to how...
I didn't read it because my best defense...
Is a good offense?
No, my best defense... The best defense against, like, contracts is not to read them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Or just, you know, say, to decide years after the fact, you know what, I don't agree with the things in this contract.
That's true.
And then, you know, okay.
That's all you need to do. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah. You just do nothing, and every contract just falls apart on its own.
Yep.
Ah.
Even the social contract.
The social contract? What about a contract killing?
What about a contract with SoCal?
What about contact paper? You know what else I've been playing today is
you're getting super angry at it.
Gleave said LucasArts couldn't hold a candle to the class of the asymmetric whiteboards. They couldn't top Rape Dick Pussy. I don't know what the fuck was going on with Rape Dick Pussy. That was not even me, and the pretentious artist does not make rape jokes that often. Mostly he makes jokes about hot dogs. VVVVVV is by Terry Cavanaugh, who's the guy that did this game called Don't Look Back, which was awesome.
Yeah, that was like my favorite Flash game from recent memory.
Yeah, you should play it, and it's hard, but you should play it anyway.
Look Back.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, totally.
It was really difficult.
It's a tricky platformer.
Like it was I was tempted to quit at the boss fight because it was so hard, but I didn't. I persevered, and I'm super glad that I did. VVVVVV is pretty cool so far. It's hard as a motherfucking cocksucker.
Yeah.
And like,
man, you've been yelling at your computer.
I know, and that's normally what you do.
Yeah. I have not been yelling at my computer.
Well, you have, though. Because a couple days ago when you started playing Creeper World, like, yeah, there were several times when I woke up at 5 in the morning and Hot Stuff still playing Creeper World, like, fuck! What the fuck? Bullshit!
Yeah.
That's what he sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to pretend that I'm in like on the other side of a wall. Fuck! What the fuck? Bullshit!
I don't know that had the same acoustic properties at all.
No, it probably did.
Okay. Because walls are made of hands.
And so, and one thing about that that makes it similar to the situation that I was in is that none of our listeners are asleep right now. I'm just trying to be funny. He didn't actually wake me up. I would wake up. There was basically a constant
because
stream of profanity, so whenever I woke up, I would hear it. Yeah, also a constant stream of ants. Although, I only had them in my bed that one night.
Oh, they didn't come back?
They didn't come back.
You were not tasty enough. They keep crawling on my computer. I look down at my keyboard and it's sort of like covered in ants.
Yeah, at night I'll see one running across my screen and then wonder why I can't click on it.
Yeah.
There's a bug in my laptop.
Yeah.
So I got a handful of Twitter questions. Josh the Sauce says, what food stuff do you think would make the most effective fabric for pants? I say pudding skins. I would say banana peels.
Fruit leather, maybe?
I mean, it'd be sticky. Yeah.
I mean, I think any food stuff would be
sticky. No,
right?
No.
You could bake a pair of pants out of, like, bread, and it'd be both warm and, like, the exterior hard crust would be useful.
Oh, yeah, it would be warm. That'd feel nice.
Yeah.
On your butt.
Yeah.
And your balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, some nice warm bread.
Yeah. Bread pants.
I'm trying to think of food that you could make pants out of that wouldn't be sticky. I feel like there's a lot of food that isn't sticky.
Name something you eat that isn't sticky.
Beef jerky.
Sticky.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
You're just going to say sticky no matter what, no matter what I say.
I mean, that was my strategy,
right.
But I think that it actually would get sticky if you were
saltines. You could make a chainmail out of saltines.
But you couldn't make something out of saltines because it would just crumble.
You could. You'd make chainmail out of saltines.
Do you mean like scale mail?
Yeah. That's what I meant. Okay. Well, no, or you could make chainmail out of Reese's that had been eaten the wrong way.
I don't think you could sit down ever.
So do you consider melted chocolate to be sticky? It's not really sticky. It's kind of slimy, right?
I would say that you could call it sticky and not be inaccurate.
Right. Like, you wouldn't get arrested.
Right.
Yeah.
By the accuracy police.
Yeah. Arrest this man.
And the karma police.
He describes chocolate as sticky. It buzzes like a fridge. We have been continuing to eat a lot of delicious foods.
Yeah.
And drink a lot of... Hot Stuff got super drunk on no alcohol last night.
That was
and
weird.
Was throwing up and hungover all day after four drinks.
Four actual...
Yeah, whatever, man.
Beverages. I think it was more equivalent to...
The acoustics of your vagina are making it so nothing that you say is going to...
So it was probably... In the classical, one half ounce of alcohol equals... one drink definition.
I don't buy that. I don't think that there is any drink that is a half an ounce of alcohol.
What do you mean? Like, so a shot of whiskey.
I mean exactly what I say.
A shot of whiskey is how much alcohol?
Six ounces?
Anyway.
4 gallons.
So I think by the classical definition, I had like six drinks, and I had them in a little under 2 hours. And
all you had eaten was a single leaf of iceberg lettuce.
Yeah, so basically no food.
Yeah.
So I think that's what happened. It's just weird, because I was not expecting it at all. And then was not, just super
It was weird. You were like, I keep wanting to talk to those girls. And I'm like, what is the matter with you? You're so drunk that you're straight.
Yeah.
You didn't talk to those girls, and then some other jackass talked to those girls. And you said it was some dude that knew them, but it wasn't some dude that knew them. Should have been you. Could have been you.
You keep recommending that I go talk to girls, and then their boyfriends come and start talking to them.
That sucked.
Yeah.
I was trying to get you to invite those girls to sit with us, and then you wouldn't, but then Jan showed up, and I'm like, Jan, get those girls to sit with us. And he's like, all right, and just walked over and did it, because that's what Jan will do.
No, he didn't do that.
No. Well, that's what I thought
Reed
happened.
Reed did it.
Oh.
Okay, based on your proddings, and then immediately after,
all of their boyfriends sat down. Well, sorry, dude.
Yeah, no, it's
sorry,
fine.
Sorry, dude. But that would have given you a perfect opportunity to follow my advice, because their boyfriends were right there,
yeah.
And they could have checked. K, can your boyfriend do this?
Right.
Immediately.
That's true.
They would have asked. They was, I don't know, why don't you ask him? He's standing right there.
Yeah.
And then you could have checked.
I could have checked.
Yeah. You're like, hey, dude, can you do this? Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, we're in San Francisco. I feel like this is not the kind of place where a girl's boyfriend is going to, like, even... I was going to say a girl's boyfriend would not, like, hit you for waving your dick in her face. I'm saying a girl's boyfriend wouldn't even get mad at you for waving... Because it's, like, politically incorrect to get mad at somebody for waving their dick in whatever way they want. Because it's like, you know, it's your business, man. It's like you're free in this free country to wave your dick around however and wherever you want.
I see.
I mean, that's just my impression of this city. That and, like, turds on the sidewalk. Those are the two things. The two things. You won't get punched for waving your dick around or apparently suffer any negative consequences from taking a shit on the sidewalk.
I mean, your butt might get cold while you...
Well, sure, but they'd be the same. They'd be the same consequences as taking a shit anywhere. Right.
In a volcano.
Well, I'm not saying that you... But if it was a hot day, it would be the same consequences as taking a shit in a volcano.
I don't...
If you found a volcano on the sidewalk,
yeah.
Or a volcano taco, say,
yeah.
From Taco Bell, and then you took a dump in.
Are those the pink tacos?
I think you're thinking of a stripper's vagina.
No.
I think they're red.
So, but yeah, they're strangely colored, right?
Yeah.
Isn't there also a restaurant called the Pink Taco?
There was a strip club called the Pink Taco.
No, I think there was like a...
There was a restaurant called the Pink Taco.
I think so.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was a restaurant.
Yeah.
There was the Heart Attack Grill. And
there was a strip club called the Restaurant.
No, there was this restaurant called the Strip Club. Yeah. We need to open a bar called Free Poontang tomorrow.
The bar is called Free Poontang.
No, we need
tomorrow?
To open it tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah. Extanstic says, hey guys, I just wanted to say how much I miss you saying Fuzzle Faggot Ridge. Well, yeah, this is normally the time of year when we would be near Fuzzle Faggot Ridge, but now that Hot Stuff doesn't live there anymore, they, like, especially don't like us.
Well, they don't want us hanging out.
Yeah.
Because we don't pay rent.
Yeah, that's a stupid reason to not... I mean, I don't pay rent at the library, and they don't kick me out of there for beating off. Wait, I guess they do a lot of the time.
But not always.
You'd think they'd just stop letting me in there in the first place.
Yeah.
But I keep saying, like, hey, I'm going to go back to the Stacks. And they're all like, okay.
You're just like...
Stacks. I've never been to a Stacks.
You've never been to a library that had Stacks?
Well, I've never been to a library that had, like, a back room called the Stacks.
Huh.
I mean, I've been to a library that had that. I've just never been in the... Like, I feel like there's a library. There's the regular part of the library. And then there's usually a place that is restricted access that is referred to as the Stacks.
I think anywhere that is just row upon row upon row of shelves with books is known as the Stacks.
So then you think any part of any library that has books in it is the Stacks?
Well, there's nothing where there is nothing but where there's nothing but books.
What else would there be?
Desks and
so if you put
lamps.
A single desk in the area, it's no longer Stacks.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was our pre-show banter and our Twitter questions is what those were.
It stacks the area of a library in which the books and other holdings are stored or kept.
Huh.
So it's pretty general. You can also blow one's stack and stack the deck.
St. Doodle says, when I click use multiple for something I have two of, does the game really need me to specify a quantity? I mean, technically no, but I don't want it to work like that, because you might want to use multiple on something and only use one, right? Like, you might have accidentally clicked use multiple, and then when the quantity box pops up... Okay, if no one had ever typed a 1 into that box, then yes. But someone has. So, can't do it.
But, I mean, if you clicked use, if you'd accidentally clicked use, you wouldn't be like...
Then I would have used 1, not 2.
Oh, right. But what I'm saying is, you don't seem to care that they clicked
use. So I feel
use.
Like it would be weird... Interface-wise,
for it
to sometimes ask you for a quantity and sometimes just fire off with a quantity that it determined on its own.
I don't know.
Like, I think for consistency's sake, it can continue to work the way that it does.
I mean, the question is valid, though, right? Like, you click on use multiple if the only option for multiple
uses... Why are you always taking the player's side?
I'm just saying that it's a logical... It's a logical observation.
If the player was the devil, you would be the devil's advocate.
That's true.
Mr. Mag was explaining the origin of the phrase devil's advocate.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In some forum post a long time ago, where he was freaking out on somebody about using
begs the question
incorrectly.
It's one of those things where language is evolving, and if you can't keep up, get out of the way.
Yeah.
That's...
Now, whatever.
I don't want to be 90 and just laughed at by all the noobs.
You know? I don't think, so are curmudgeons something that you laugh at?
Yeah. I laugh at curmudgeons.
I don't laugh at curmudgeons.
What do you do?
I buy
them coffee.
I give them a hand job.
Do you?
I do. Like Andy Rooney.
Right.
Yeah.
The only difference between newspapers and TV is that there are more pictures on TV.
Did you watch more?
No.
Of those? Actually?
Yeah. No.
If you look on YouTube at the Andy Rooney game, it's kind of funny. Not as fun as giving him a handjob. Or a handy J.
Yeah, I don't understand.
As he calls it.
God, I don't understand why someone makes this thing which they call the Andy Rooney game. Because it is, while half of that is accurate, Andy Rooney is definitely in there. It's not much of a game.
Well, it's a game for him.
That he always wins?
Well, I mean, just because it's the same thing every time doesn't mean that it's not a game, right? So
you're saying because it's fun?
No, I'm saying like a...
Because he doesn't know what he's
going to get. Because you're following rules and you're not trying to accomplish anything.
I see.
Right? Like... No, I mean, that's why it's a game. Like, so would you... You would say, all right, so there's this drinking game... Where you watch Star Trek, and anytime Geordi farts, you do a shot of whiskey.
Right.
Right? That's a game, even though it is just a procedure that you're following. You don't think it's wrong to refer to that as the Star Trek Geordi fart drinking game.
So Chutes and Ladders is a game?
Oh, I would consider Chutes and Ladders to be a game.
Okay.
Absolutely. So, it's problematic, right? I mean, Chutes and Ladders is a game that calls into question... Some of the, I think, the fundamental things that people would, I in the past have said, this is not so much a game as a series of tasks that you have to perform. But when I say this is not so much a game, I don't mean that it is not a game, because it is a kind of game.
So, Chutes and Ladders is like, terrible, right? Like, it's just that sort of thing. Someone said to me the other day that they were playing it with a variant. So they sort of played it with the kids, so they got used to it, and then they like, okay, well, we're going to play it a little differently now. Where I think you draw cards instead of like rolling dice to see how far you can move or whatever.
I think you're thinking of Candyland.
Maybe Candyland, yeah.
I think with Chutes and Ladders, there's either a spinner or you roll dice.
Okay, so Candyland is basically the same game, just different theme, right?
Well, yeah, except that the... In Candyland, I don't know that there's anything that makes you go backwards. Like I think there is a slight difference in topology,
but they're very similar. They're just the general structure of the game is that you are just following a series of procedures until somebody wins.
Right.
So if it's Candyland or whatever, you draw two cards and then you choose one.
Yeah.
And that's much more interesting, right? Then you have to think about what's going on, right?
I don't think it's much more interesting.
Much more interesting because you're finally an active participant in something in it mentally as opposed to just following the road or whatever. Because you can one might get you further, but might not be set up for a jump ahead thing or whatever. You might do you know what I mean? Like,
but there, what does it mean to be set up for something in?
Well, because you get the you might have the chance to do something, and so you might.
Okay. I guess if you know the distribution of the cards, then there is a choice other than the furthest I can get without hitting a shoot.
Right.
I mean, I don't know that I actually believe that the choice is more meaningful than that.
Yeah.
But there may be something to it that I don't know about that makes it. I mean, it certainly becomes more interactive, and there are certainly ways to make bad decisions. But I think you have to call it a game. It has to be a game. You know, like, I play this game where whenever somebody says blank ass blank, I, change the space, right? That's a game. It's a game that you play with yourself. It's a game, and you play with yourself. yeah. Are you doing something that is making a lot of noise? Or is that outdoors?
That's the outside.
Huh. Why is the outside making a bunch of noises?
I do not know.
Let's see. Evangeion Q wrote a bunch of stuff. How is it that elemental gems aren't selling? I don't know. I think they're just not rare enough, and the things that you make out of them aren't useful enough, and the things that you make out of them are permanent. You know, if we put in something... If we put in any aspect of gameplay where optimal play required you to consume something that was made with one of those gems, then there would be a mark for them again. I think. We sunk... Do you think we can tell... is it hurting anything to tell people how many watts got sunk by the last traveling trader visit?
They know how many books are, were in
They wouldn't
existence.
Know how many books were purchased, yeah, but I wonder if it matters. I mean, I wonder if we are damaging the economy by releasing that information.
I don't know.
In any meaningful way. I don't think so. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that we sold 68,000 and change of those books, and thus nearly 7 million twinkly wads.
Yep.
E-ma-fucking-vaporated. And you guys, there are going to be so... That was a good chunk of the wads that existed.
Yeah.
Right? Like
Not insignificant.
A very significant fraction of the wads that existed. Not a significant fraction of the wads that could exist. Right?
Yeah.
But a significant fraction of the ones that did. And there are so many more trader visits coming. And there are... Oh, God. You guys are going to love the next one. Oh, boy. It is so great. It is so great. So great. Riff is fucking awesome. Riff rules the roost. Riff is too cool for school.
Riff had a bunch of good ideas.
Riff is too rad for nads.
For the traveling trader.
But I don't mean testicles or ovaries. I mean the Australian home hair removal product.
I'm curious if...
That stuff works? Boy, it does.
I'm curious about the whole Rot 13 of Acme equaling NPZR.
It is a coincidence. It is a weird coincidence, but okay. There is no way that it is not a coincidence. Okay. I just don't... Your pattern recognizer is showing.
No, I'm just saying. I think the genesis is... It is possible that it...
I feel like there is no way that NPZR came before... That the sequence of letters NPZR, there's no way that came first.
Why?
Well, I just don't believe that it did.
Okay. Just curious why you believe that.
Because that's not how acronyms work.
Sure it is. A lot of acronyms come before the thing that they are acronyms of.
I would posit that almost no acronyms come before.
I would posit that most acronyms are like, you have a word or two, and you're like, oh, what word could we make out of this? And then you play around with a word, and then reverse and like make an acronym out of it.
While I agree that you could probably come up with an example or two of that having happened, I think the notion that most acronyms are like that
is
silly.
Yeah. GNU.
Okay, but one thing that is sort of like made by professional smartasses does not make a rule.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Can you add a fourth craftable category to the really expensive jewelry crafting skill? You know, I was thinking about that the other day, but I don't know what it would be. So you can make earrings, sort of, or nose rings, right? Because there's like piercing posts. And then there's necklaces, and then there's rings. And what else is there? I guess we can make jewelry craftable hats that were like tiaras or
DMs. You could.
That's a thing. That's an idea, actually. Maybe wizardy or noxious type hats. Yeah. You could make a chainmail bikini with bejeweled nipple shades.
Nipple shades.
Yeah.
For your nipples to see out of.
No, you want some light to get to your nipples. Because, okay, so ladies don't know this.
Yeah.
But what you're supposed to do when you're sunbathing is you let additional sun hit your nipples to darken them relative to the rest of your body.
Really?
Yeah, because that's...
I'm just going to let you go with this.
Yeah, well, no, because it makes you more attractive to men when, like, the darker your nipples are relative to the rest of your body, the more...
This is one of those cross-cultural things.
Yeah, the more
like
the ratio of hips to waist. Yeah, hip-to-waist ratio is one thing, but more important is the refractive index. Because that's what I'm going to use to describe a delta in pigmentation. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Wow. I'm just.
So you make a chainmail bikini out of jewelry crafting, and
you leave a hole.
No, you don't leave a hole. You put gems in it so that you can't see your nipples, because then you'll go to jail.
Well, but if you can't see them, is sun actually?
No, you use gems that actually increase the potency of sunlight that passes through them.
I see.
So that, like, your nipples just get charred black. And then you will become the most attractive woman in the world.
Why not, instead, design some sort of bikini made out of a sequence of mirrors on the inside, such that, like in Legend, the sun would come down from the sky, bounce around inside the bikini, and then all be focused on the nipple.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. How would you get the light from the bottom?
What do you mean, the light from the bottom?
The light from the bottom of the bikini up to the top.
No, you just
so
have
you're
mirrors.
Saying you just have like one, like two hyperbole.
Yeah, there's
hyperboles.
Like, there's little angled mirrors on the top that bounce it inside, and then, you know,
or you
can around.
Make it, you could use a Fresnel lens.
That's true. You
a
could
Fresnel.
You could do a Fresnel lens.
Is it Fresnel?
It is Fresnel.
Is it? Did they invent them in Fresno, California?
Yeah.
Yeah, diadems and tiaras. Can you add the underworld trunk items to a new Zap group? No, man. You know, you guys, what you want is to play a video game, but you don't want one of the fundamental things that defines gameplay, which is choices that are meaningful. And one of the meaningful choices that you made was the choice of which underworld item to make out of
yep.
your trunk.
Yep, yep, yep.
Of course, since Arborween is going to happen every year now, that's totally not true. I'm
every 13 years.
Is it every 13 years that happens?
I don't know.
What? You just every 76 years?
That's a good question. How long does it take for the conjunction of KOL's calendar and the real world calendar to repeat?
I guess it would have to have a periodicity, right?
Yeah.
I guess it would have to have a period.
Yeah.
That's another thing that's...
The calendar is on its period. Yeah.
That's another thing across all cultures.
Yeah.
Is that Jews hate women on their period.
Across all cultures.
Yeah. Yeah, no matter what, Jews hate African women on their period. Jews hate Asian women on their sideways period. What is a sideways period? It's like a comma. No. Yeah, what happens? I mean, how can you describe a circle as sideways?
It's possible that it's actually a line, but we're just looking at it
from
the front.
Yeah.
So
no,
if it's on its side.
That's true. It's on its side. It's a line at infinite width.
Yeah. Maybe a line segment.
We are figuring shit out on this podcast.
Radio show. It's not yet a podcast.
Oh, yeah, it's not a podcast
yet. Broadcasting live.
Yeah, what happened to me? I started listening to podcasts.
You hated the word podcast for so long. And now it's like you're making love to podcasts nightly.
I guess that's true. Which is weird.
Yeah.
It always gets my iPhone sticky. I lost my...
iPhone's also a bad thing to make pants out of.
Oh, yeah. Because they're sticky.
That's,
yeah.
That's a callback.
So, like, denim... You know, denim's not... Cotton is sticky, though. Like, when it's on the plant.
Oh. Yeah. Like, my
cotton
t-shirts
so cotton starts out sticky. I wonder if there's something that you could do to fruit leather to make it not sticky.
Cover it in cotton.
Yeah, that's true. You could put it inside wool.
Yeah.
Then you'd have wool pants with a nice insulating fruit leather core.
I have in the past owned jeans that had fleece on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
They were pretty comfortable.
And in between the fleece and the denim was there fruit leather?
I didn't check.
If you put fruit leather in your pocket, would there be?
Yes.
When you dried them, did you notice the inside of the dryer smelling like raspberries?
No, I did not. But I didn't check.
You attributed it to your raspberry-scented dryer sheets?
No, my dryer's made out of raspberries, so it's hard to tell.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, because it gives you your daily allowance of fiber.
Fiber, yeah.
So you thought, well, if it's good for my colon, it must be good as a dryer.
Yep, pretty much.
I mean, that makes sense. Yeah. Like, that's, you know, that's science.
Yeah.
Hot Stuff hates everything that isn't science.
Pretty much.
What was it the other day that you were mad at that wasn't science?
Besides Malcolm Gladwell?
Yeah, it wasn't Malcolm Gladwell. It was something else, and Malcolm Gladwell came up in the context of this. It was some people who did some shit, and you were like, that's not science! And we were like, it's not supposed to be science. Settle down, cowboy. And you were like, why are you calling me a cowboy? And we were like, because you're wearing a fucking cowboy hat. What do you think,
and
man?
Spurs.
What did you expect to happen when you left the house wearing a fucking cowboy hat and spurs this morning?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, not, like...
Chaps.
Chaps. Why is it, says Evangeion Q, that you can't do a sword and gun dual wield combination in KOL? It's a classic gaming staple and worthy of being reproduced here. I don't know that I actually believe that that is a classic gaming staple.
I mean, there is the gun that shoots swords.
And the sword that shoots spiders. Each of which has a gun.
Yeah. And the sun that shoots gourds.
I'd forgotten about that one. Why does a zone as extensively large as Hobopolis still lack a trophy? Something like completing the hobo tattoo.
Wait, they haven't found the trophy in Hobopolis yet?
We decided a long time ago that there would not be...
any more trophies ever?
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say, but that was it. No more trophies. Sorry. Once people have found the 7 undiscovered ones that still exist. No, there are clan trophies in clan dungeons, and so we're not going to put regular trophies in
no
clan
individual
dungeons.
Trophies.
Yeah. And we're not going to put clan trophies outside of clan dungeons.
Right.
I don't think. Unless we ever do like a clan versus clan thing that, you know, maybe.
Maybe clan. We'll sell a clan trophy for in the Mr. Star. That'd be so dumb.
Can you make Hugo's weaving manual actually useful and add a feature to craft multiple times of a palm frond multi-use? Huh. Okay. That, you know, Hugo's weaving manual is one of those things like the unrolling pin, which it is only there for... It is only there in the service of a joke, right? And I think that's okay. I think it is okay that there is stuff like that. I think that things in the game that demonstrate the distances that we're willing to go...
To make a joke.
Yeah.
Your dedication.
Can you add a secondary usefulness to the Crimbo Carol Chapter 5? Give it a small sort of pickpocketing booster. No, you know, every time I come up with a new skill idea for a disco bandit, everybody's like, this is lame. And I don't know why disco bandits rule so much. I don't know why everybody loves them so much if all their skills are so lame.
Because they're,
I wonder if people are super obnoxious. I wonder if people have figured out. I'm going to look in the wiki and see if I'm spoiling anything. If
like
we actually
how it works.
Talk about stealth mistletoe. Stealth mistletoe.
This is the part of the show where we look stuff up on the internet.
Yeah, they figured it out. Yeah, this sucks. This is a problem with disco bandits in general. Stealth mistletoe is a skill that doubles the effectiveness of every disco bandit skill. And yet it is still useless and sucks. So, I think what that demonstrates is that no one would ever do anything with any disco bandit skills.
They're good. They do stuff. I use them.
But you're terrible at video games.
That's true. I am terrible.
Yeah, I mean, so I think part of the problem is that combat in KOL is not such that de-leveling is a fundamentally useful thing. It is
you say that,
under some
there are definitely
circumstances
where it's useful.
What's that?
Like stasis. Stasis was really important to have de-leveling skills.
Okay.
They're really useful for scaling monsters.
Right. Hey, maybe every monster in the game should scale. We should,
Yeah.
Like, because Oblivion was good.
Elder Scrolls.
Mm-hmm. Elder Scrolls.
Are those games in the same universe or something? Like, why is it Oblivion Elder Scrolls 4 or whatever? Are they?
Yeah, I mean, it's a sequel. I mean, why?
It is. The way people talk about it, they seem like the other games that came before it just didn't matter. Like, it was...
They were old.
Were they?
I mean, they attempted to have the same sort of breadth. You know, I think Morrowind was the first game that really delivered on the promise of it. But, I mean, people... I don't remember if Daggerfall was the second one. And, like, I might be thinking of something else. I might, like, just have the names conflated.
Huh. Daggerwind and Morrowind.
You know, so it seems like they're in RPGs. They're...
Is that like JRPG, but...
Mm-hmm. Northern RPGs.
North Korea.
Yeah.
North Korean.
In North Korean RPGs, yeah. I haven't played any of them because I don't speak North Korean.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, there was Wizardry, let's say, which had a wireframe view of a dungeon, fixed positions that you could be in. Then there was... say Lands of Lore or Eye of the Beholder, which was a definite improvement on that, like, you know, richness of graphics. Like the Might, so like Might and Magic 1 was really crude. Might and Magic 2 was a little less crude. Bard's Tale was approximately Might and Magic 1, I would say, in terms of, I mean, although Might and Magic 1 was like CGA, Bard's Tale was at least in 16 colors, so that made it a little better. I think maybe Might and Magic 2 was EGA. Might and Magic 3 was like VGA, you know, nice looking walls and shit, but still, like, you know, you could only be in a fixed position. So then there was like Betrayal at Krondor, where you were actually moving around in a 3D environment, look kind of like Doom or whatever. And I've heard like Ultima Underworld and stuff, although I think Betrayal at Krondor, I think it switched into some like sort of tactical grid based thing for combat. And somewhere around that time, I think, is when the Elder Scrolls game started. Was around when Betrayal at Krondor was contemporary. It's kind of weird how RPGs have gone, because it's a lot easier to do turn-based combat if you're on a grid.
Right.
Right? Like, I feel like the last Might and Magic game that I played was not... The, like, combat in it was not fundamentally satisfying. I think that it was in real time. I might be wrong about that, but I know you had complete freedom of movement, and that just made it really...
What about what is that game you played recently with the having sex with the female characters?
Dragon Age?
Dragon Age. Isn't that kind of... It's not turn-based, but...
You can pause and issue orders. I mean, it's kind of got MMOE influenced combat in it, which is weird. I would like it a lot more. I would like every RPG a lot more if you only had one fucking character. That, like, Fallout 3 is fucking great. Fallout 3, like, it was a sort of modern tech, very ambitious in scope RPG that did not overwhelm or bore me, because there was just a single fucking player character, and they just don't do very much of that.
Like, why do you think they want to have
Because that's
parties?
What people... I feel like that's what people want. Or you know, maybe not. I don't know. Like, I'm
Wasn't
curious...
Wasn't Fallout 3 super, super popular?
I think it was. Like, but I'm kind of curious, like, how does the penetration of Fallout 3 compare to the penetration of Knights of the Old Republic? Right, because Knights of the Old Republic, I would have enjoyed it more. I mean, I played it, and I don't know why I got bored with it. Like, I feel like once combat got tough, I got tired of messing with controlling multiple characters, right? I mean, I guess it's one thing. I would probably be able to enjoy a game like that if I just, like, sort of worked on the AI scripts of the behavior of the other party, and was just like, all right, your job is to heal me and don't get killed, right? And then just pretended like they were computer-controlled NPCs, because they basically are at that point. Or if there was a game where the other party member AI... You know, I just don't, like... You know, it was like RDFM had said, like, Felt the same way because he doesn't like getting them killed. He feels bad about getting his party members killed because it's like, well, fuck. If I had gotten killed in this fight, I would have to start over. Getting a party member killed is the same kind of frustration. You got to start over, even though you didn't. You don't really have to start over, and so it's like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, in Fallout 3, you've got a companion who's kind of autonomous, but I never really felt like it got in the way.
Wow, that's weird.
What's weird?
So, the number one selling game in 2009 was Wii Sports.
Yeah. The Wii titles are casual Wii titles just dominate the actual sales figures because everybody's
fascinating.
It's everybody's grandpa.
So Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2 was the highest PC game, or I guess Xbox 360. Are these just console titles? Maybe I'm.
Yeah, I mean the thing is, I don't know that there is any way to find out how many people played Fallout 3 and enjoyed it relative to how many people played Knights of the Old Republic and enjoyed it. Right, because, I mean, Knights of the Old Republic has been in bargain bins for years now.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, theoretically there will be a Fallout 4. That's got to already be in development, right? Like, because it was enough of a financial success that they...
Yeah.
They must be doing a sequel to it.
Because they cannot...
cannot do anything totally original with a new IP like Fallout 3 was.
No, but I mean, they cannot give up on a franchise that had a previously successful title.
Hey, let's take a music break.
And, okay.
Mostly me getting a new beer break.
I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely. They buy me all these ices, Dolce and Gabbana, Fendi and Bandana, Karen, they be sharing all their money. Got me wearing fly.
All right, I've been successfully re-beard.
Yeah, your beard.
Hostov had sex with some dudes.
No, your beard was...
You totally had sex with some dudes.
Totally failing. No, I was just spending time looking at charts of video game sales.
Man, I don't like Jan anymore. I totally thought that he was the one that got those girls to come sit by you.
No.
Yeah. Damn him. He would've.
Yeah, he would've.
That guy's ballsy. That guy's fucking nuts, man. He's just shooting fucking noodles everywhere. Fucking noodles, man. got this weird unsolicited email today from like a friend of a friend at a game studio who's like, "Hey, if you want to pitch KOL, here's our biz dev person's email address." And I'm like, "What the fuck could this possibly mean?"
Yeah. Like, maybe it means something if you speak biz dev, but you know, we don't. So,
I mean, do you think I could just reply to that email and be like, "Dude, what the fuck? What?"
I think we should just talk to the friend intermediary and
say, hey, what did you tell this dude?
Yeah.
And what the fuck? So I was just trying to imagine. I was trying to imagine pitching a KOL game to, like, a console game developer. So I was like, well, okay. So let's say it's, like, we put, like, a real gritty... It's like 3D game where you run around and you know, you got to kill stuff. And we put, like, a real gritty, like, filter on it to make everything look like, you know, like, kind of... like gray and dreary and like kind of grainy, and then you've got a gun with a chainsaw on the end of it, and the gun shoots fucking noodles. You just like fucking run around like just shooting fucking noodles like to your left, and then you like take cover behind some bricks, and then you peek around and shoot some fucking noodles to your right, and you just fucking like own everything with your fucking noodle gun.
Noodle chainsaw gun.
Yeah, but the chainsaw, listen, the noodles are just
the noodles
so
like
comprehensively rape your environment that you never even have to start the chainsaw.
The chainsaw's more like a bayonet.
No, I mean,
chainsaw bayonet, that'd be pretty sweet.
Run, it's just it's shaped like a chainsaw.
No, it is running. It's constantly running.
But that's how, that's what the gun was on Gears of War. It was
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I've not bayonet. Seen it.
Yeah. And that, like, I feel like the chainsaw bayonet is a long-standing...
Oh, is
like,
it? I thought that was, like, a funny joke.
No, it was a cool idea. It was a cool idea that somebody made a long time ago.
Oh. Well, yeah. I'm reinventing wheels
catch
here.
Catch up, man. You're behind the times, buddy.
There are so many games that I haven't played that I haven't even seen. I've never seen Gears of War.
I bought it and played it for, like, 15 minutes, and I was like, this is fucking... I'm just so bad at video games. It not only made me feel like I was bad at Gears of War, it made me feel like I was too bad at video games. I was like, God, I got to find a new career.
Huh.
Luckily, my career doesn't require me to be good at video games.
Or even good at designing video games.
That's fair point. Good. Well played, sir. Whoa, weird. Jesus says, a girl says, do you ever come to Pittsburgh? Lots of good drinking. No. I don't... Fucking Pittsburgh.
Your alter ego there?
Yeah. Man, nightmares in Pittsburgh. Fuck that. Gotta stay as far away from that place as I can.
Just makes you fat.
There's like fucking furniture flying out of windows every time you're walking down the street, and it's like somebody's microwave just like... just hit you in the fucking head, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, also he's fat. I love you, Dave. Dave, if Hot Stuff is like the brother that I never had, Dave is like the sort of creepy uncle that I never had. Oh, the creepy fat uncle. Yeah, creepy fat liar uncle. But he's funny. I made up a song the other day, and the Hot Stuff was like, wow, it's too bad Nightmare's not here, because that's exactly the sort of song that you and Nightmare would sing incessantly for the rest of the trip. And the song was basically just like... bing bang boing, boing bang, bing bang bing bang, bing boing, bing bang, bing bang boing. It was just like B, a vowel, NG, or B vowel sound, NG.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of randomly selected, and just bing bang boing, bing bang, yeah, bang, boong, bung, bing.
The thing is, he'll do this for hours.
Yeah. No, I didn't really do it for us.
You didn't, but you can, and you.
No, and what was cool was that I sent a text message to Nightmare saying, "Hey, I wrote a new song," and then I told him about it. And then, like the next day, he sent a text message to Hot Stuff, simulating what it would be like if we were all actually here, where basically what happens when I'm hanging out with Nightmare and anyone else is that I make a really annoying noise, or just say something that doesn't make any sense, and then Nightmare will start doing it, and then it just becomes funny for us to keep doing it. The rest of the time that Nightmare and I are
you come up with a new song at least one for pretty much every time you guys get together.
Yeah,
it's gonna be awesome when we finally get to record and release that album.
Yeah, you know, if Nightmare was willing to do it with me,
you'd do
if
it.
Nightmare was willing to do it with me, I'd be happier all the time.
Yeah. I can imagine.
I don't know. Under the phrase, it's always sunny in Philadelphia, it's always butt sex in Pittsburgh.
Is that like the city motto?
I think there's a TV show called that or some shit.
Oh, it's always sunny.
Pittsburgh. It's always butt sex in Pittsburgh. That's just my... That is what I would do if I were in charge of the Pittsburgh Chamber of Commerce. I think the Chamber of Commerce does stuff like that. The Board of Tourism. If I were a boardsman.
Tourist board?
The Pittsburgh Tourist Ombudsman.
I'm trying to think what an ombudsman
Hey, what
does.
Are you smoking, meditating dude? Ombudsman.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
They resolve disputes, right?
That's what an ombudsman does?
I think so, right?
Yeah, I don't know. So they're like Jedi?
Kind of. Yeah.
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 I kind of want to watch that, even though it is an hour long, I kind of want to watch it again, that review of Phantom Menace.
I've not watched it yet, so maybe.
Oh, we should watch that. I don't know. I don't remember where it came from to be able to like tell people to find it. But this guy
I've got it bookmarked.
You got it bookmarked? Okay. Well, if we figure out like what site it's on, it
slashfilm.com.
Slashfilm.com. Yeah. So yeah. Then there's. Watch. It's just this review of.
Oh well, wait, maybe that's not where it is. Yeah. Maybe it is. It's
no,
on
you,
there.
That was one of your porn bookmarks.
It's a bunch of YouTube links. On this, it's on /film.
Okay.
Which is a blog.
And it's just like this maybe hour-long review of The Phantom Menace that's really well done, and it's the guy's pretty funny, and I do not normally watch a video on the internet. When I do, it's always this
Dos Equis.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that
so,
sentence.
So, I mean, the listeners can't see it, but they might remember the movie poster where there's, like, a young Anakin who's casting a shadow, and it's Darth Vader's shadow. This was just everywhere when they were promoting the movie, at least in Boston. And so I made a parody of it called The Phantom Mayonnaise, which was, like, a mayonnaise jar in front of a building casting a sort of an ominous Darth Vader shadow.
Oh, I wasn't casting the shadow of, like, a bottle of ketchup?
Well, Darth Vader, but yeah.
So, if it was like, oh, man, we should market ketchup in a Darth Vader-shaped bottle.
Yeah.
It could totally force choke Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
Kamikaze Pirate says, the file for Thursday show 107 is mislabeled as 2009. Fix, please. I should... Remind me to do that.
What is the problem?
Apparently, the file for Thursday's show is mislabeled as 2009 in the archive. Should not be at all surprised.
Because
Drongo says, sorry.
It's a new year.
Yeah, it is a new year. If I wrote checks, I would constantly be fucking that up.
Yeah.
The kind of nice thing is, you usually realize it, or at least, I don't know if you do or not. I was going to say you usually realize it 3 digits in, and if you type 200, or if you write 200, you're like, ooh, ooh, I better put a 1 in there. Yeah, you can still fix it. And then it's like, weird, why
is
that?
You only get to do that 1 year.
That's true. Well, until 20,001. So, like, if we went into some sort of hyperstasis.
I mean, 2110 would also work, right?
Okay, yeah. No. 2100. What I'm saying is if you write 200, you'd be able to correct that to 2100.
Oh, right, because you're doing the first 3 digits.
Yeah, but never again.
Right.
Until 200.
No, no, 2110, though, right? Because you go 21...
No, you've already written 200.
210.
No, you've already written 200. I'm talking about... This is retarded.
Why have you already written 200?
Because that's the premise, is that you've already written 200.
Right, okay, but let's say the year is 2110, right? And you're writing, but you think it is 2109.
No. The premise is you think it is 2009.
Right. I'm saying that 100 years from now,
you're
it
just
also
starting.
Works.
You're starting a new discussion with different rules.
No, I'm not.
100 years from now, I still am going to think it's 2009.
That's a problem.
I know.
Okay, but seriously,
I mean, 2009, probably the best year of my life.
21? No.
Yeah.
No. Not even a little bit.
No fucking shit, dude.
No, so 2109, right? I'm starting that off, and I'm like 210, and I'm like, oh, crap, it's not 2109 anymore.
I know, but that's not the premise that we're discussing.
How is that not the premise?
Because you get three letters. You know how every once in a while you're using Excel and you like want something in a different field and you do like a fill down or you do a copy and paste and you're like, ah, now shit, I did not want it to move this other thing forward
right. When
I'm thinking about this down here, right? But it does.
Uh-huh.
Right? That's what you did. You are like Excel fucking up and doing shit that I don't want it to do right now.
I don't understand, though. Because we were talking about this, that you wouldn't be able to
use
this trick again.
The premise is that I still think it's 2009, hundreds of thousands of years in the future.
This is not a fun
joke. I said we've been put in hypersleep. I want you to understand this. I think that you're just fucking with me because you think that it makes good radio, and you are wrong about that, buddy.
Okay, but
wrong.
But the fact that you recognize that you're writing the wrong date 3 digits in. How long can you leverage that?
Hundreds of thousands of years. It will continue to happen for hundreds of thousands of years. Leandri says, will you ever make higher level class skills, ones that go beyond level 15? I want to, but then everybody says skills suck when I make them. I did kind of want to do skills.
Yeah, we have an idea for some things that's going to require more skills, and I don't want to blow all our skill wads now, because you want to make 60 more skills.
I do want to make 60 more skills, at least.
Yeah.
Take Noko says, so what's the progress on adding Abracatraz and Viqueens? I think Abracatraz is going to be...
Abra!
Abra! Abracadabra! I'm going to reach out and grab you! Speaking of a fun song with Nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rapapapow! That was another... That came from me pretending to be the world's worst human beatboxer. And Nightmare just taking it in an entirely new direction. I want to hang out with Nightmare. I wonder if I can convince Nightmare to come to Orlando. I guess I got outed. I wasn't telling anybody I was going to Orlando because I didn't want to start like one of those Beatles invasion crazes. I didn't want to get off the plane in Orlando and have an army of screaming 15-year-old girls.
Because that's pretty likely.
It is. As soon as the word gets out that I'm going to Orlando, yeah. So I'm gonna probably drink around the world with some KOLers.
Gonna be a mess.
It is not gonna be a mess. It is.
You're all gonna get arrested.
Nah, that's probably true.
It's like $200 to do.
Yeah, it's problematic.
It's pretty expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, and I can't. Pez boy, I think I can. This counts as research. I can write it off. Although you can never write off booze, right? For yourself, like I feel like you can never write off drinks at a bar.
I could be wrong. I'm not a tax lawyer, but when you have a business
I-A-N-A-T-O.
Dinner or lunch or whatever, I think you get to write off half of it, regardless of whether it was food or booze. But I could be wrong. You know, entertainment for business is like, I think you get to write off like half of it. I don't know. I don't know how that works. Maybe you get to write off half of it because they assume that the other half is booze.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. That's good.
So maybe that's the rationale behind it.
Weird. GigaShadow555 says, the funny thing is that you did spell sorcerer right for the level 10 sorcerer title, Ravioli Sorcerer. But that's not a sorcerer. That's a postmancer. Jade Dragonpiece says, this is going to be delightful, I'm sure. Missing in combat does suck. You know what sucks more? Fumbling. You know what sucks more than that? Fumbling 3 times and killing yourself! If Jake enjoys taking a joke so far that it's completely fucked and barely anyone is still following you, he should check out Daniel Tosh's stand-up. I believe one of his shows is streaming on Netflix through the 360. Aaron from the Minibuses once was like, hey, we're going to the Improv. And we went to the Improv and saw Daniel Tosh. Were you with us on that trip?
No, I was not.
I think this is pretty funny. And then there was some, he had some TV show that I think when I was in New York, I kept seeing commercials for, because I was, would just turn on the Discovery Channel and leave it on all the time, and so there would be, like, Comedy Central ads on it. And it was, like, a show where a dude, like, made fun of things on the internet, which didn't seem like it'd be very good or last more than one episode.
That's a weird premise. Because I feel like the internet does a pretty good job of making fun of itself on the internet.
Artie Effem says, "Hey guys, love the show. On the December 17th show, Jake kept mentioning the staff of NPR. How soon will the staff of NPR be implemented? Will it be pretentious but oddly soothing?" Is NPR pretentious? Is something that is faggoty necessarily pretentious? Because I would definitely describe NPR as faggoty.
I think your use of faggoty is probably what other people who are not trying to be offensive would call pretentious.
But I feel like pretentious is, like, it has a
pretentious air to it.
Well, it has a...
The word pretentious is by itself pretentious. So if you...
nuance,
if you
nuance that I don't know that... I mean... Pretentious is, like, pretending to be something, right?
I don't know anymore.
Like,
what words mean.
I feel like pretension is, like, trying to make things seem loftier than they are.
Characterized by the assumption of dignity or importance.
So do you think that...
ostentatious.
Yeah, so I don't consider NPR to be, like...
Well, the assumption of dignity, right? Like, they assume that they're cool. I could see someone could say that they think they are being pretentious in that way, right?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't either. I feel like it's all very much a perspective thing, right? Because, you know, I listen to NPR and I, like, get some news from them and I'm like, oh, that's cool. But somebody who thinks they use big words might feel like they're being pretentious, you know? Like, I feel like it's just a matter of where you come from.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Artie Effem says, "Regarding the January 8th update for Squeezables, oh my god, thank you. Been wanting that for years. Hope I still want it after I've tried it a few times." That's funny. Missing No says, "Obviously the next trader visit should take wads of dough." I don't think having the trader take something that was available in an NPC store is...
Yeah, it would have to be
is reasonable.
Billions of them.
It'd be a meat sink.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But we could also just have them take meat.
Yeah. Badgerus says, "What do you tell an intelligent 15-year-old who thinks she can't change the world or herself? It's got me worried."
Just give your standard advice.
Yeah, tell her to change the world by having sex with as many high school girls as possible now.
I mean, you can definitely change yourself. You absolutely totally can change yourself. Changing the world is...
If you realize that there is no world and bend yourself...
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think you can change the world.
I think it's possible to change the world. I don't think you can set out to do it. I think it's something that you can achieve by accident.
I don't know. I mean, you know, you can change the world by, like, putting a painting into it. That wasn't
yeah, I was going
to
say, just,
right?
just
I mean,
do
that,
something
so like,
that creates value in the world, and that, by in and of itself, changes the world.
I mean, I almost feel like any person who is even considering the question of whether or not they can change the world is probably the kind of person who is at least going to
make an effort in their life.
Yeah, is going to operate on the world rather than just letting the world operate on them, right? So, like, you know, okay, so, like, girls can get kind of angsty. 15-year-olds can get kind of angsty.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I mean, boys can get kind of angsty, too, but, like, it...
Especially if they're 15.
It is hard for me to imagine convincing a 15-year-old girl of anything, right? Like, I feel like there is a...
Twilight isn't cool.
There is a particular kind of... There is a particular kind of willful...
Hubris?
Not even...
Pretentiousness?
I don't know how to describe it exactly. I mean, there is just a... There is a kind of deliberate self-alienation that happens.
You tend to reject sort of everything around you,
yeah.
Or, you know, a subset of the things around you to try to define yourself as something other than them. than that, you know.
So I mean, I guess that in my opinion, the answer to the question, how do I convince a person that is younger than me of something that I have learned and know about now, you know, having made the mistakes that I've made in my life and come to the realizations that I've come to in my life, and the answer is that you don't. Right? You just kind of try to provide a good example, because you can't tell.
Yeah,
you can't tell anybody anything, you know.
Can't learn through your mistakes necessarily, you know.
I mean, you know, people can learn
about your mistakes.
Algebra through your mistakes, right? But they can't learn, you know, not to shit where they eat vis-a-vis maintaining friendships with people, stuff like that. Like, you know,
some things you just have to learn on your own.
Yeah. So, you know, some things require you to piss people off and lose friendships so that you, like, oh, I guess I won't do that to anybody again. You know, I say that a lot, and I don't know. I don't know that ever happened to me. I don't know that I ever, like, really pissed off somebody that was, like, that I was, like, really close to, that I, like, miss. You know? Because anybody who doesn't like me, fuck them. Anybody who is a high school girl and doesn't like me, fuck them twice. Fook123 says, hey guys, could you make it so auto attack doesn't fire on the hulking construct? Huh. We would just have to make it so hulking construct was a boss. I don't know, though. That might fuck some other stuff up. I don't know if anybody's got a hulking construct puttied. Hey, speaking of which, I wrote that report about what's puttied
yeah.
and what's 40 camera'd. Did we talk about that on the air? Should we talk about that on the air?
You and I haven't talked about it. I don't know if you talked about it with Scully or not.
I don't believe that I did.
I mean, people are curious. I'm curious.
I mean, people are going to be talking about it. I mean, I'm going to be talking about this for a long time. What is this? Copied monsters. Let's see. Sarah Jane says, why can't I examine something I'm wearing? It works neither by item name slot nor with the slash examine check, man. This is the number one reason I have to visit my bloated inventory screen. Seriously, the number one reason that you have to visit your inventory screen is to look at the items that you have equipped? If that is honestly the number one reason that you have to go to your inventory screen, go to your character pane instead, your character sheet, rather, and look at them there, because that'll load really quickly compared to your bloated ass inventory. So, by far the most popular thing that is stored is clodhoppers.
Okay.
Which makes sense, because that is the limited time content that has been out since.
It was the thing that came out
right after the camera. Right. So,
and that was the purpose of the camera.
That said, there are a ton of different penguins and elves. So. Oh. The penguins and elves, collectively, there are a lot more of them stored
okay.
than there are clodhoppers. The second one is rockfish in both cases. And then it's kind of random. The cement cobbler penguin is close to the top of both lists. Slime tubes and some hobos.
Slime tubes,
yeah. The slime tube monsters. Actually, are there any hobos? There are. Maybe there aren't. Somebody's got an evil olive in a 40 camera. Is there a blooper? Blooper? The fuck are you doing there?
That must be a mistake.
Possibility giant, a black widow, a zombie waltzers. There's a bunch of stuff that like one person has in either a camera or a spooky putty sheet. Yeah. Pretty cool. Zortag says, you should add a monster to Fernsworthy's basement who blocks combat items. As it is, divines or love songs make all the combats down there a trivial matter. Yeah. Maybe I should make them all block combat items.
Well.
I mean, people would throw a fit. They would pitch a hissy. They would whip a shitty. They would do some isometric rip shits. I keep trying to convince Hot Stuff that he needs to add to his workout regimen something called an isometric rip shit. But he keeps not inventing an exercise that is called that. And I don't know what to tell him, you know. You're never going to strengthen your core to the point where it is fully hard if you don't do, if you don't start doing at least 50 sets of 20 reps of isometric rip shits every day. That's a good phrase. Rip shit. Just going rip shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like that.
Ape shit is cool too.
Ape shit is what I, is like I, my go-to phrase.
Rip shit, I feel like, is fast. Ape shit is violent.
Rip shits is also really terrible liquor. Like rumple shits.
It, so really, you were relying on people to know that by rip shits you were riffing on rumple mints?
Yeah.
I don't know that anyone would have figured that. I don't know that anyone would have ever figured out that joke.
Whatever. Uzo. I was riffing off of Uzo.
Good. Yeah, that makes sense. Bulletproof says, why can't you buy fleas in the flea market? I mean, you could if there were fleas.
That, okay. That's actually kind of fascinating. Why don't we have stuff for sale in the flea market that you can only get from the flea market? Right? Like, why don't we have...
An NPC that...
Yeah, well, yeah.
I feel like that'd be weird.
It'd be neat. It'd be like a sort of hidden treasure to discover. And why did we just talk about it right now? Because if we do it now...
Yeah. I had an NPC with a mall store a long time ago that...
Did you?
It was a long time ago, and I don't remember what I put in it.
Probably seal clubbing clubs, knowing you.
Yeah, that's kind of what I
do.
That's
your style.
Yeah, I just put some seal clubbing clubs in the mall at Millions.
And you didn't take meat, you took bananas.
Yeah. Yeah, his name, the account's name was like an anagram of Donald Rumsfeld.
Weird.
It was Deldo Smurfnad.
Huh.
Smurfnad. You know, I'm sure that this joke has been made hundreds of times before, but do Smurfs always have blue balls?
I believe so.
Do you ever go to Pranksters when the, do midgets have shortcomings? Was written on the wall in the stall, and then somebody had replied, do retards always write on bathroom walls? Yeah. Thundergirl says, are you going to someday do more adventures like Dvorak's Revenge in the Hidden Temple? Dvorak's Revenge is the this shit is bananas puzzle, right?
I believe so.
You know, there is a thing that's kinda like that in the Nemesis stuff. That's pretty cool. And yeah, there's a in the list of stuff that the trader's coming up with. There's a cool kind of interactive little toy thing that is also cool. A lot of cool stuff. Manaya Chanichu says, "Let's settle this right now. Is the gender bender a reference to Futurama in any way?" The gender bender.
Isn't that where you change your gender?
It's not.
Isn't it the name of the adventure or something?
Is it? I don't know.
I can look it up.
Mecha says, about the other game you're working on, if you don't mind. Is it a free game or one you plan on selling? And if so, what systems? What estimated price range? And when did you start work on it? Where did the first ideas of the game form?
I thought I answered a lot of those questions.
Did you answer a lot of those? It's Flash game, so it's...
I'll answer it in the forums.
Yeah. It's Flash game. It'll be free. Although, you know, the first one's free, kid. Let's see. When did we start working on it? Mid-2008.
Well, it depends on what you mean defined by working on it.
November 2008.
2007.
Right. 2007 is when I started doing the prototypes.
You did conceptual work in 2007. You did a full prototype in January 2008.
It was not a full prototype.
It was playable.
It was playable. Okay.
But it was all in HTML, basically. PHP.
Right.
And then
the team we put together finally in November.
Yeah, mostly from people who were in prison for crimes they didn't commit.
Yeah.
And now part of the problem is every week they have to help somebody else out before they can do their coding.
Yeah, so it's really frustrating. And one of them doesn't like to fly, so you have to drug his milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awkward. So
like the A-Team, we do have one person with dark skin and one really good looking dude.
That's true.
Yeah. and one dude that smokes cigars.
Yeah.
See, I'm letting somebody else be the good-looking dude.
Cool.
I know. I know. I know it's really generous of me. Yeah. Another game. It's slow going because we keep working on KOL. KOL expands to fill all available time, and KOL is like sort of paying the bills, so it's hard to ignore
sorta.
It.
It totally paid.
Okay, yeah, KOL is 100% paying the bills. And also, I don't like not working on. I don't like neglecting KOL.
Right.
I love all of my games equally. I was going to put somebody was talking about needing to make Jingle Jangle Jingle Shruggable, which I'm sure that, you know what, I'm sure that somebody has submitted that as a bug report, so I'm not going to bother saving it. Casey Wiederman says, can we have the option to play runs without certain perm skills? It'd be an interesting set of self-challenges and would level the field for friendly contests. I imagine the Ascension record would make note of which skills were used each run. A lot of people want this, right?
It's been discussed for a long time, and your primary complaint with it was an interface one.
Yeah, like that both in the presentation of what would be going on in those
runs. Gender Bridge is
a trophy. Huh?
Gender Bridge is a trophy associated.
Oh. Yeah, no. That's not a Futurama reference. So if the wiki says that's a Futurama reference, fuck the wiki. Right in its wiki butt.
Yeah, it is not in the wiki as
good.
A reference to.
Fine. Are trophies in the wiki at all? Does the wiki tell you how to get trophies?
Yeah.
Huh. Cheaters. Disco Duke says, I saw a cartoon where a guy sent a bobcat to somebody who won an eBay auction instead of the item ordered. Have you ever thought about adding a bobcat item to KOL? I've thought about adding a bobcat that you can marry and then live in an apartment with some plants and some candy bars. Royal Tonberry says, the squeezables are a really cool thing. Would a squeezable that has one form for each class, only that class gets the bonus, be something you might consider? That's kind of an interesting idea. A piece of gear that goes through some specific playstyle bonuses that are only usable for that's a cool idea, actually.
So it would be one item per person, but it would vary depending on what class you were.
Yep. I mean, I feel like what we would end up doing is, you know, missing the mark on the difficulty or on the usefulness for some classes and not others.
It would be super tough because it would be like if it's good enough to pull in like a softcore run. It would be kind of like throwing six ideas into a single idea. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Coming up with six items of the month that are worth pulling is... that should be something that we take advantage
of the
for
nice things
six
about
months
the
worth of.
The squeezables is that each form doesn't have to be, like, super great.
Yeah.
But as
there can be stuff that is not even necessarily filler, but filler in an Ascension context, right? Like, stuff that would only be useful to you if you're, like... I don't know.
Something that's, you know, its primary purpose
casual.
Is to give you a chat effect or something, you know?
Yeah, or just some extra stench damage or whatever. Right. You know, something that's never going to make the difference to a person who's all, like, crazy. Midnight Society says, hey, Chicken Company, I'm a pretty new player of KOL, and I was wondering what you think newbies ought to know about the game, its history, and stuff you've said on the show. Well, I've only said, like, a handful of meaningful things on the show in its entire history.
They pretty much all relate to high school girls.
Yeah. Yeah. Catholic schoolgirls in trouble. You still have not seen the Kentucky Fried movie.
I think I've seen it a long time ago. I just don't remember it.
Well, I can recommend listening to every radio show in the archive. If you really want to know...
If you have spared 2 months of no sleep...
It isn't 2 months yet, is it?
Is it?
No, I don't think so.
It's at least a month.
It's more than a month, but... Man... Pobblebong says, you guys doing anything for Rabbi Burns Day? I plan on just sitting here not knowing what the fuck you're talking about, Pobblebong.
We did not go to a party on that day, actually.
What's Rabbi Burns Day?
I don't know.
Oh, this was... How do you know what day it was, then?
Because I was invited to a Rabbi Burns party.
Oh.
and we did not go.
What? Why didn't you tell me?
We had
why
other did, plans.
Why are you getting invited to parties that I don't know
we
about?
We had other plans.
Fine. Roof says, how can we have 5 or 6 T.S. Eliot references in the game, but not a handful of dust offhand item? Well, in short, I'm afraid. Gleave says, the Traveling Trader soft skill doesn't have combat action bar art.
Is that still true?
I believe it is.
Huh. You should put that in the skill spindler, like a some sort of notice to you that needs that.
Yeah, those notices work well in the spindlers that will show us a list of things. The skill spindler is not a spindler like that.
Right.
I have it in my report about stuff that needs art, but my report about stuff that needs art is so big that I never look at it anymore.
Oh, because it's
because
all...
Yeah, because there's, like, you know, like a riff will spindle 100 items, you know? Like,
shortly, this will should be all resolved, though, right? Because
we're going to get back to a point where we have no unreleased content.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's no reason I couldn't catch up on it now.
Sure.
Yeah, that's... Tim Ballisto says, in an old radio show from 2008, you talked about making content based on individual episodes of The Twilight Zone. Has any more thought been put into that idea? No.
Huh.
No. What I had thought of is if we were to do a science fiction game in the style of KOL, I'd also talked about, like, setting, you know, putting quests on planets and have each of the sort of missions that you do based on an episode of the original Star Trek.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious about Star Trek Online. Not that this really matters. I think we might get to go look around Cryptic's offices. Clackling, who used to be active on Cold Front, has become a buddy of ours and is working for them. And is I did not remember that he was in the Bay Area, but he is. So we're gonna go maybe have lunch with him or something. And I'm interested to see how Star Trek Online turns out. I will probably play it for a few hours, right? Like I do with MMOs, just to kind of see what they've done. But I'm tempted on this one, because I think it might actually be cool, I'm tempted to give it a year to polish
before up. Before you play it?
Yeah. I'm worried that
if it's still around.
I'm worried that it might go under in a year. I'm worried that no one is ever going to learn anything in the MMO industry.
Yeah.
Although, we were thinking about this the other day, about MMOs that launch before they're ready, and how they suck, and stupid, and why did this have to suck like this. But then Tabula Rasa, they had a ton of money and a ton of time, and it was still fucking horrible. So maybe some games are just going to be horrible. Maybe some games are never...
Maybe every game is horrible, we just don't know it.
That's true. I mean, I guess World of Warcraft is terrible. A lot of people say it is.
Yeah. I mean, KOL's awful.
Yeah. Yeah. KOL sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm thinking, says Tim Ballisto, that the clan dungeon being worked on is a school because you revealed that the library was a zone in the dungeon. And the clan dungeon is a library. It's simpler than that. It makes perfect sense, says Tim Ballisto, but it makes even more. Texmurf says, so when you walk into your house and N3RD is standing there with his junk hanging out, what's the proper etiquette? I don't know. When that happened to me, I sat at my kitchen table with Pezboy and Aaron Burke and drank until 9 in the morning while N3RD was naked at my house. That's what I did. And then I went to bed.
So just ignore the problem?
Yeah, ignore it and it will get married. that's what happened. That was my swimming pool at that con after party became some sort of primordial relationship soup.
That's true.
Because all the people who were in that pool until 9 in the goddamn morning are now still in committed relationships.
Except for...
Are you whispering in the hopes that...
No, I didn't say anything. I just made...
King Stupid says, hey, Jack and Scully, I just made minute tapioca, and I'm going to eat it warm. Fuck yeah. And if you don't like that, well, then yeah, fine. Be that way.
I think that's minute tapioca.
You think? It's just little bitty. little bitty super curds of tapioca. Tiny. I ate some tapioca at a fancy restaurant. Yeah. Was it tapioca?
I don't know.
Is that what I had? I think it was tapioca. I think it was mango tapioca.
Okay.
At the room.
The house?
God, there's... Yeah, the house. Why do I keep thinking it's called the room?
I don't know.
There are some really fucking good restaurants in this town.
Yeah.
Really fucking
good. We've eaten several of them.
We've eaten at like all of them.
No.
We're going to eat at all of them.
No, we totally aren't.
Yes, we totally are. The Champion says, what are your current reactions to the whole lead-in suck thread and its contents? That has created a rash of pretty interesting dev conversation.
We've spent a lot of time talking about it. I spent a lot of time making spreadsheets.
Getting yelled at. I got all depressed and yelled at Hot Stuff the other day.
Yeah.
I'm like, Hot Stuff, your ideas suck! Fucking 12? 12? What are you thinking, you asshole? 12?
That really was
like the content of it. Yeah. I got really mad about 12.
Yeah, you're like, I want that to be 1 or 0. And
yeah,
you've made it
that
12.
This 12 either needs to be a 1 or nothing. Because fuck 12. You know, 12 is just too much of a pussy to be 13, and you know how much I feel about
I could have made it 11. 11 could have also worked. 11.
You know how I feel about 13 and pussies. So 12 is a number that is just too much of a pussy to be 13. So I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it both because it is a pussy and because it is my heart.
So then we went out to dinner and came up with some better ideas that did not involve 12.
Yeah.
They were, in fact, pretty much just ones and zeros.
Yeah, no, I know, man. This is my problem as a taskmaster in this episode.
I should have done the spreadsheet in binary. Fuck.
You're right. I don't like weird numbers. Like, if you notice...
12
is... 12 is fucking nuts. Seriously, fucking 12? You're going to come to me... with a 12,
yeah.
The number 12, 10 plus 2. This is not a 1 or a 3 or a 5 or a 10 or a 15. The only time I want a number that is not 1, 3, or a multiple of 5 is if it is 11, 23, 37, or 69, or 242.
Yeah.
Those are the only acceptable numbers. And I, you know what, on some level, I wish to fuck I was kidding. I wish that this was just a joke. I wish that the number 12, did not fill me up with such rage. Luckily, Hot Stuff's and my friendship is strong enough to withstand me yelling at him about 12.
Yeah.
That really did happen.
Yeah.
You seriously think that I'm just making shit up? Like, that I'm just either saying stuff that doesn't make any sense, or like, hey, this will be a funny joke. But no, I was mad.
Yeah.
He did a bunch of work on something, and then I just totally shat on it because I didn't
like
fine.
A 12.
Well,
no,
it
wasn't just the 12.
I know.
It was a whole column full of numbers you didn't like.
Well, I wouldn't do that to anybody else, though. I'd be careful. I'd be careful with anybody else. It's a testament to how comfortable I feel with you that I will just yell at you when you come... I wasn't, like, yelling. I just got all depressed. I get depressed when I have an idea, and I'm excited about it, and everybody else is excited about it, and then the idea gets a bunch of ugly fucking numbers tacked onto it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, ugh, god damn it. You know, I have an idea for a game system, and then the only way to actually make it happen is to convolute it to the point where it doesn't make any fucking sense to me anymore. And, like, I don't like that. And it makes me sad. And it makes me think, you know, I'm going to become a fucking electrician. But then I was like, no, because they got... 12's 2.
120 volts.
Fuck!
10 things going into something.
Ding dangs going into.
Yeah,
bing,
10.
Bing, bing bang boys.
10 things going into a outlet.
Plug in your bing bang boing and then you put a switch on it.
12 volts.
Bang bang.
Yeah, no.
You know, when I sing that song, it sounds like I'm making fun of Asians, but I'm not.
It does sound like.
I'm not making fun of Asians. That was not what I meant to do at all. In fact, I don't think that. It, like,
the tones you were using were also the, like.
They make it sound like I'm trying to speak in a tonal language.
No, not that at all. No, just the like
bing bang boing, bing bang boing.
What is it? What is the musical system that isn't
like a pentatonic scale?
Yeah, not the
bing bang boing, bang bing bang boing, bang bing bang boing, bang bing bang bing, like that. No, that wasn't what I was doing.
It wasn't.
Maybe you imagine that that's what I was doing. Maybe you're so obsessed with Asian poontang that you just hear the pentatonic scale everywhere you go. flaming flowers brightly blaze.
Yeah.
Man, I... Come on! Whale Clubber says, I hear Lego Bionicle is coming to an end this year. Have any of you ever bought a Bionicle? I think they're pretty neat. I never have. I have always...
I don't really understand what the Bionicle set is all about.
I mean, I think it's just a setting. It's a setting where there's, like, sentient robots.
But aren't a lot of the, like, pieces all weird?
Yeah, I mean, so like, there, you look at guys like me and Hot Stuff, and what you are going to find, by and large... Hot Stuff more so than me in a lot of ways, I think. People who remember the Legos that they had when they were a kid, and that they were just... See,
just a bunch of bricks.
Subtle differences in our Lego experience as a kid. Hot Stuff had Legos that were just like a bucket of bricks.
Yeah.
Right? And then you just make stuff out of them. I don't know if it was because
you
didn't
had just
start
the antennas, right?
Yeah. So I'm like, what, you know, I mean, this is cool, right? I mean, I like having like plastic sticks, but they don't fit together. Yeah. And so I'm like, yeah, Bionicle fucking sucks. And Hot Stuff is like, I love Bionicle. I love it more than Asian pussy.
That was a good impression of me.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell if it wasn't me.
Whoa, weird. Did I just say that? Because you're also high, and so you can't remember if you heard something or if you said it. And you're like, wow, that's weird. I sound just like a prospector from... Is it suddenly 150 years ago? And we're,
but we are in San Francisco.
No, it was 160 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
49.
Damn it. I still think it's 2009.
161 years.
No, so okay, I grew up on the like space Lego sets. And so I don't mind a Lego that's like a cockpit door or the wings. Those are atomic Legos to me. Not atomic in the like powered by the atom.
Although they are composed of atoms.
Fusion or fission thereof. They are composed of atoms, like many things. But so Lego for a long time was like not particularly interesting to us.
What do you mean not
people? Lego for a while was, we would think, ah, God, Legos today, because you'd buy a Lego set and it would be like all of these giant.
It'd just be one giant piece.
Yeah, it'd be like one. Yeah, you know, effectively, you could exaggerate and say that it was one giant piece that was the shape of the set that you were making.
Yeah.
I think that there are
a large number of incredibly specialized pieces.
Yeah,
that
and the Star Wars stuff did a remarkable job. Like they,
the big scale Star Wars stuff.
Well, even the smaller scale Star Wars stuff.
Isn't there like a little Banta thing or whatever?
Those don't count. It, like
they're like mini, they're like toys.
So right, sure, but that was just a thing that came with a land speeder. Right, the set was the land speeder.
Okay.
And it was just a land speeder made out of Legos. Right. Like, there were no pieces in it that had not... I'm almost certain that with the Star Wars stuff, they are not manufacturing any new pieces for the basic vehicle sets.
Huh.
They're making new minifigs. See, that's the thing.
Like, I don't mind the minifigs.
Like, and I kind of think of the Bantha as being like a minifig. Right? It's a maxi fig, but it is...
But even the minifigs were all pretty much composed of... sort of a set number of pieces and
well,
stuff.
But you've got like a Darth Vader helmet, right? Sure. And you're not going to say, oh, wow, these assholes are making new pieces for this because it's a fucking Darth Vader helmet.
Yeah,
of course they are, right?
That's fine.
So the band, like, just imagine. Imagine that any sentient entity doesn't count, right? But even then, like, there's, you know, the R2, no, the R2 has a specialized piece. The R2 units have specialized pieces.
Okay.
For a core, but they've made a lot of the robots, like the Sandcrawler, had a lot of robots in it, and they were robots that were pretty good representations of the robots from A New Hope, made out of regular Legos, and they like the, so. Bionicle is all weird specialized pieces, and it's like not.
I mean,
quite,
that's my impression of it.
Yeah, that's my impression of it. That's my impression of it too. I think they're jointed. I mean, you can still do a lot of customization of stuff. I mean, because I've got the nubs on them, and there are definitely, like... If you got two Bionicle sets, you'd be able to make a lot of different humanoid robot variants, right?
Right.
You know? But you couldn't make a truck. out of them, right? Like, you could not buy enough Bionicle sets to make a truck. You could buy enough Millennium Falcons to make a truck.
Even if you, like, melted them down.
Okay, yeah, you could make a, yeah, like a little...
You could cast a truck.
You could cast a truck, yeah. Yeah.
Actually, that'd be kind of cool. Like, Legos that were made out of something that you, like...
Legos that were made out of something that would melt?
Melt, and then you could,
you mean, like plastic?
Them. No, but something that was, like, liquid at room temperature. Like water,
like
I guess.
Like aluminum.
Like water. Like... A toy that was
so
just water.
A
so
toy
then you
that
like
was water would be cool.
Yeah, and so then you would like freeze
Dude,
it.
I totally know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
You'd freeze it into shapes and play with them, and then you'd like unfreeze them, and then make them into something else with like a different mold. Or maybe actually it could be made out of mold, and then you could just like sort of squish it into some new shape,
mm-hmm.
and then you'd get like a lung disease.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
That would be cool. Oh, God, I had this horrible dream that I had totally forgotten about. I had a horrible dream that we went back to the house.
Yeah.
And there was a leak, but it wasn't even a leak. It was like there was a pipe in the wall that had just been spraying water, like, into the big downstairs room the whole time we were gone. And all the walls were, like, all moldy.
Huh.
It was gross. And I was like, ah, fuck, my house, fuck, my house. Fuck, is what I said.
Huh.
Jesus is a Girl wrote, this isn't really a question, but I don't think we should be able to equip more than one pair of glasses or sunglasses. Elvish sunglasses plus Chester sunglasses at the same time. So, here's the thing.
I've worn more than one pair of glasses at once.
Yeah. There's like a picture of me with three pairs of sunglasses.
Yeah.
And a cowboy hat.
What's up, cowboy?
I would like... to do more. We basically...
We invented the technology for mutually exclusive.
Yeah, sense. I had Xenophobe. Yeah.
We invented it.
Invent the technology.
We
invented. So, watches now...
They always kind of were.
They only one of them would work.
Right.
But now I'm pretty sure that you can only equip one kind of watch. Like one accessory whose only value is adventures after...
But
rollover.
It's just watches. Like there are other accessories which I think add.
Oh, are there?
I think so. I don't think you classify everything that adds adventures as a watch.
I think you're right, but I don't know that there are any other accessories that give adventures a rollover.
There's the tiny plastics. There's a tiny plastic that does.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But anyway, nobody got pissed when I did that. Nobody even really noticed. I had to do that when I. Sort of formalized the adventures at rollover from gear.
Yeah.
Or normalized it, not formalized it. I fomalhaut.
You fixed it such that you don't actually have to edit the rollover script anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
And there's a bunch of time that used to be taken up in rollover. It's a drop in the bucket compared to the amount of time that rollover takes. So man, that server is sitting there at the office.
Yep.
Yeah. We got some shit to do that I don't want to do when we get back to Phoenix.
That's going to be a mess.
Yeah. I also have to pay for our hosting. We switched to a higher bandwidth commit because I actually started paying attention to the company's finances. I don't know.
Kind of. Not really.
Yeah. No, I was like, hot stuff. Pay attention to this minor aspect
of
the company's
sheet
finances.
Sheet of paper.
Yeah. And they've switched us to some new billing thing, and then I'd have to fucking call them or some shit. I don't know. I should really probably look into this before they pull the plug on us. But
maybe, in fact, you can't even hear this because they
shut down the
internet because we didn't pay for it.
Yeah. They followed me. They figured out where we were going to be, and they shut off the internet there.
No.
So
they just shut off the entire internet.
Oh, weird. Who knew that we were responsible for that? I would like it if... all of these shoes in the game were in a mutex set.
I see.
Right? Because it would allow us...
I thought the joke was that you weren't necessarily wearing them on your feet.
Yeah, it is. That's the narrative explanation for it. It would be nice to be able to have stuff like that where... And in the future...
What it does is it sort of turns each accessory slot into...
Into a separate kind of equipment slot.
Equipment slot.
But what it does is it allows us... to have three different rewards that are accessories that would be too powerful if you could use all of them at once.
Right.
Right? It's like it is a powerful content balancing factor that we could potentially use.
Yeah.
But we don't. And I don't know what would happen if I put all the shoes in the game into a mutual exclusion set. It is entirely possible that nothing would happen. It is entirely possible that no one would complain about that, and then it could just be a thing, and it's like it was always like that. Right? But it's also entirely possible that there's some crucial thing that people do that requires them to have more than one pair of shoes on that they would start to cry holy hell about.
In outfits that are made entirely out of shoes?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like the shoe tree, the shoe tree shootery. Amplitude has checked in.
It is 9 o'clock.
It is 9 o'clock. I have not get song yet.
You could just play Single Ladies again.
I think I'm going to.
It has been going through my head this whole show.
Yeah, god damn it. There was a fucking World of Warcraft parody video of this song. I didn't know the original song until Hot Stuff was like, hey, have you heard the original song? And I was like, no, I should listen to that. And then, god damn it.
Yeah.
Stuck in my head for weeks. Now it'll be stuck in yours.
You should, if you play World of Warcraft and you haven't seen the parody, you should check out Ninja Raiders.
Yeah.
The parody.
And on that note, we will see you. I will see you Tuesday. We will see you Thursday.
Yes.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good weekend, everybody.